Rogers was a member of the Crooked Lance Warrior Society and a nephew of the most notable of all Cheyenne warriors, Roman Nose. He was a resident of the Tongue Reservation in the Montana Territory. Mean to his horses was but a youth when he saw his uncle killed at Beecher Island in September of 1868. Later, Mean to his horses had been by the side of Crazy Horse in the fight against Custer. Crazy Horse was killed September 5th, 1877, at Fort Robinson, Nebraska. He had been told that he was going to a meeting with the white officials to correct a misunderstanding. The misunderstanding was the result of a deliberate misrepresentation of his words by a translator during an earlier conference. Instead, Crazy Horse was arrested, and as they attempted to put him in a guardhouse, he resisted. During the altercation, Crazy Horse was stabbed and killed. Mean to his horses thought about this as he was about to enter the sweat lodge. He observed the etiquette that would have been required had there been others in the lodge. He smudged his face with sage. He loaded his sacred pipe with tobacco. He turned in a clockwise circle at the door. Then he moved the hide flap and crawled in through the opening.
All my relations.
Crawling in a clockwise direction, he completely circumnavigated the teepee. Then he poured water over the seven hot stones to produce the steam. He didn't know how long he had been in the sweat lodge when it began. Now, he had built that sweat lodge far from the village, so he knew there were neither drums nor singing to hear. He could see in the clouds of steam a great battle between Cheyenne and white soldiers, and he saw that the Cheyenne were winning because all the soldiers were falling from their horses. The vision faded. The lodge grew so quiet, Mean to Horses could hear his own blood flowing through his veins. A new vision formed. A man with long, curly hair, not too tall, and with a somewhat rounded face. His hair hung to his waist, braided with beaver pelt covering, and with two eagle feathers hanging down on the left. This could be only one person, and yet Mean to his horses knew this could not be.
Are you Crazy Horse?
Look! The apparition put his finger to his left jaw.
What do you see here?
Mean to his horses saw a scar on the left jaw near his mouth and nose. The scar, he knew, remained from a bullet wound where No Water shot Crazy Horse for being with Black Buffalo Woman, No Water's wife at the time.
It is you.
Listen, and I will tell you of a new thing.
Mean to his horses learned of a new thing. Wajiwanaji. Or spirit talking.
If all Indian people will do spirit talking, the great spirit who guides our lives will be pleased, and he will send the whites away so that all the land and the water and the game will return to the Indian people. Mean to his horses, you have been chosen to teach this thing to all Indian people.
And if the white man objects and there is a war?
You are a war leader. If there is to be war, the people will follow you.
I will lead them.
From this day forward, you must wear the sacred paint. The right side of your face, you will paint red. That's for the blood of the whites that must be spilled. The left side of your face, you will paint white. That is so that our people will no longer be in darkness. Do these things, and you cannot fail.
Mean to his horses obeyed the commands of Crazy Horse. He painted the right side of his face red and the left side of his face white. No one asked why he had done this. It was late morning, and Len Kennedy and his two oldest boys, Len Jr.